Under a 13-week program at the Adrian Arsh Center, Miami-Dade middle schoolers learned to code drones. Lily Oppenheimer went to a showcase of their hard work, a so-called aerial ballet competition.
To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One up this time.
Students from Hialeah Gardens, South Miami, and Dr. Henry Mack Middle Schools programmed three drones to flip and cruise to the music. They're part of a program called Kitty Hawk. It aims to push more underrepresented students into STEM careers. Seventh grader Ashley Ramos used the visual programming language called Scratch. This makes the drone carry out the choreography.
And then we have it set up under keys, so when we press the key, it does the action that we want it to do. So we arrange the keys in numerical order, so when we press it, it does a dance.
Jairo Ontiveros is the Arsht Center's Director of Education and Community Engagement.
So maybe math may not be what they're liking, science, technology, right? But if you can make it attractive, that's where the arts goes into STEAM. Not only can you learn through the arts, but it can also be that vehicle that introduces you into these other, even noble subjects of science, technology, and engineering.
STEAM adds art to STEM. He says this won't be the last year of the drone aerial ballet. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.